The Sea Alaska Regional Native Corporation has closed one of its out-of-state businesses. Synergy Systems was a high-tech firm that lost out to the recession. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
A few years ago, Sea Alaska had high hopes for one of its small subsidiaries. Synergy Systems was creating components for the federal government's new tsunami warning buoys, and staff spoke with enthusiasm about expansion into aerospace equipment, hydrogen fuel cells, and other future-thinking industries. But the prototype and limited-run machine shop is no more. Sea Alaska CEO Chris McNeil says despite Synergy's promise, it couldn't survive.
Cut it back and then closed it down because we didn't believe that we saw enough business to support it for the long term and including in this downturn in the economy.
Synergy was a small operation employing 50 to 75 people in Redmond, Washington, about a dozen miles east of Seattle. But it gained attention in its two-plus decades of existence. That was due to what it created: parts for high-tech medical instruments, sensing devices, and consumer electronics such as the Xbox gaming system. 2 years ago, it won the University of Washington's Emerging Business Award, and Sea Alaska hoped its work with another Washington subsidiary, Olympic Fabrication, would help both grow. But Synergy didn't. Sea Alaska Executive Vice President Rick Harris says the weak economy forced the corporation to reassess its value.
It is one of those things that in a recession or in an economic crisis period, it enables you to step back and look at some things that you need to do to operate more efficiently and more cost effectively.
Sea Alaska's annual report shows Synergy with $1.5 million loss in 2007 and a $4.5 million loss in 2008. Its equipment was auctioned off in April. Harris says no other subsidiaries are in line for a shutdown. That's despite a year that ended with about $40 million in losses, mostly from investments. Sea Alaska also operates timber, gravel, plastics, logistics, and environmental cleanup businesses. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.